Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
That's the leap of Taylor Swift's new album. Her 11th studio album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped overnight, and she surprised fans with another full album to go along with it at 2 a.m. So 31 songs for people to pick through. Apparently, she like broke Spotify.
How'd she keep it secret?
I don't know.
All those NDAs, I'm sure.
I mean, wow. I guess they probably keep their own like little thumb drives and stuff like that. She was touring Eras. Taylor was going back to New York during the week,
so and it made sense. Yeah, and that she would only do that Eras tour on the weekends everywhere.
So she would do residencies in different cities and would be there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then she would fly back to New York and be in the studio with Antonoff, the producer she works with a ton, and the, what's the other guy, Darren, I can't remember his name.
It's the guy from the Nationals.
They were working on this together.
Wow.
But it's just insane to think that it's 31 songs.
Desmer.
31 songs.
31 songs, and I mean, seriously, Spotify needs to send her, like, an edible arrangement and say thank you.
Like weed? Like weed edibles?
Sure.
I'm down.
Caitlin Clark is about to break some records of her own as a pro. She is signing a massive shoe deal with Nike. It's become the big talk this week about Caitlin Clark. You know, she was the first overall pick in the WNBA draft pick, but her salary left everyone kind of gaping. $78,000?
$76,000 is the, it's the rookie cost.
That's the max
that you would get, but yes.
One of the stories is that mascots in the NBA get paid more.
Yeah, she was going to take a big pay cut. I didn't realize how good she is on the mic.
Oh, she's great.
She's been doing Pat McAfee. She said she'd be a regular co-host, and the whole world was like, really?
I mean, think about that. She's been in front of that microphone for a while since her successful, launching.
Yeah,
she is, so she's good.
I love it when people get their moment and they got something to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's got an eight-figure that she's signing. So that's $10 million and up for Nike, and then they're going to have her own signature shoes. It just reminds me of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
When that all
went down,
too.
I heard it might be $20 million.
Yeah,
that was some of the buzz.
They haven't said anything yet, but yeah, eight figures is like $10 million and up to 99. So who knows?
Is it going to look all girly?
I hope. You're canceled.
My daughter has a pair of Nike high tops. I love them.
Why don't you wear them? Not your daughter's, but why don't you get a pair?
We happened to find them, like it was like one of those like lucky finds, like it was like a size too big for her, but she fell in love with them, and they were on the like clearance rack.
You know what they look like? Like what do they look like? They're old school.
They're awesome. So they're white. They have a gold swoosh, and then the back, where normally there's like a design. It's like this like art. I mean, it's like she wore them the first day of school, and I had moms like stopping me like, where did she get those shoes?
Wow.
It was like, seriously, like I got them for like bargain basement in the shoe room.
That's
what I mean?
Did you go to the sweaty store?
No, I went to the department store. We were looking for back to school shoes, and there was like a run on them.
Sweaty store is way, that's not, Molly's not at that level.
You can find shoes there.
Oh, they do have shoes there.
I mean, you're not going to find two of the same pair.
Okay.
But you can find one Nike and wear it with a high heel slipper.
Ooh, that's a look.
It's a sweaty store.
Okay,
yeah, I'll take a picture of them. They're really stinking cool, and I'm going to be like devastated when she's. I think she's going to be like, they're like those shoes that you like when she's an adult, she'll remember them.
Do they?
Like,
you guys all watched Air, right? The movie.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, you never saw it with Affleck and Damon? It is neat. I mean, it is about how you market a sneaker, and it wasn't just Michael Jordan. They also had a really creative guy who made beautiful looking sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
They did have to steal Michael Jordan away from Converse, mm-hmm. and I think Reebok. And a lot of it was the shoe. So I wonder if that happened with Caitlyn. When they did the big pitch, the final pitch to get him, they had to unveil a shoe.
Yeah.
And go, this is going to be the Air Jordan. And it was a neat-looking, one-of-a-kind shoe.
And also depends. I mean, well, of course, money's going to, make that call for her, of course. But the shoe helps. And I just wonder if she wore Nike through her career.
Well, it's when she usually goes by your college, university. You have to go, depends on your university deal. Okay. So I don't know what the big, because the Big Ten?
Remember, the pitch was with Michaels. They said, even you wearing this shoe will be breaking the agreement the NBA has with one of the sneaker makers. So you'll be fined every game, and we're going to pay the fine. That's going to be in your salary.
That's nuts.
For you getting fined every night for not wearing, the color pattern.
It was the color. The blue. Right? I think that was it. It's something to do with the color of it. But so this is her time. That's great.
And then Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, who he does the podcast with, he was doing one of those.
Remember the pitch just real quick, what he told Michael Jordan? He said, a shoe is just a shoe until you step into it.
Yeah.
That's how he got him.
Yeah. That's how you did it. That's a great movie. You should watch that.
I'm sorry.
Kelce, they did their podcast. And they did they always do, little things. So what they do a chili?
Hosting the second annual Lambe Games. I guess it's in Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. And it includes an event where contestants had to find Kelce's Super Bowl ring in a giant pool of Skyline chili. And I guess they never found it.
It's in a landfill somewhere.
Yeah. And everything has since been thrown away. He's like, I think I can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill.
I don't know how that worked because they showed him, raking it through. And I guess the ring was in like a sock. So you would be able to find it. He said it was in a sock. And I was like, okay.
If you put a hose and washed out all the chili, you're going to have a sock with a ring sitting there. So my thing is that somebody found it and they were like, nope. Somebody's out there with a very... fragrant Super Bowl ring. That's a lot of chili.
It before the landfill?
I think somebody found it and didn't say anything.
Yeah, so do I.
I think somebody found, because I mean, all of a sudden, like, it's in a giant pool and they can't find it. That seems highly suspect.
It's chili. Like you said, just water it down and find the ring.
Have you guys ever had Skyline chili?
I did. I have in a can.
It's not
I've never had it there. It's not for me either. Our buddy Steve threw it at me, going, you need to try this on a hot dog. I'm like, okay.
They have this thing in, so if you go to Skyline in Ohio, I went to the one in Cincy, and it's all like, they serve it over spaghetti. It's weird. It's like a whole thing.
Really?
And if you have friends from Cincinnati, their relatives, when they come to visit, will bring in Skyline. They're like, thank God we got Skyline chili. I'm like, that is the grossest chili I've ever had.
I've never heard of anyone eating chili on top of spaghetti. That's
weird. It's a whole thing. Okay. It's a whole Cincy thing where they do this. There's it's basically the Waffle House of chili, where you know how at Waffle House you get their, if you get their hash browns, you can get them spattered or whatever. Like, it depends on what toppings you get on it.
Say spattered again. That's what it looks like.
Are you looking at Skyline chili? Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's not. I don't like it either.
It has like a
feel like I'm
cinnamon.
Cleaning the men's room. Yeah. Come on.
It has a cinnamon taste to it.
And like you said, it's sweet. I'm with you, Molly.
Yeah, it has sweet, it's
I don't get
really
it.
Strange. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like...
Spatter.
It's like the equivalent of coming to Omaha and being like, you got to try a Runza. You know what I mean? But their big thing is that you have it over... They serve it over spaghetti, and then it's like how you want it. Do you want onions on it? Do you want, I think they had cheese maybe.
Why doesn't that sound good? I guess. I don't know. It sounds gross to me.
And then I was at somebody's house who's from, this couple's from Cincinnati, and they were hosting a Cincy party. I can't remember. Ohio was playing in something.
Okay. I mean,
If
you go to the menu, they lead with the coney, the cheese coney.
Okay.
It's the Skyline Classic. That. It's a hot dog, drenched in the chili with, they really put a lot of cheese on everything. A lot of shredded cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. I mean, that looks delicious.
Yeah, I can see
it. But I mean, how are you wearing a clean shirt?
You're right?
That's the contest I want to do where everybody wears white shirts.
And yeah, a hot dog.
And it's a food challenge and that shirt's got to come out impeccable. You don't, you know, you're disqualified.
You're disqualified. It gets dirt on it.
How can you eat a chili dog and not wear it?
Well, that's the thing about that. I don't know if it's if I'm spot on, Molly, because you had it. It's really watery, too, I thought. It wasn't a thick. So,
it's
yeah.
not thick. It's not yeah. like a stick your spoon in perfect. It type of thing. It's got its own. Gross. It is. I mean, it makes sense that it's on spaghetti because it's kind of got a marinara consistency. It's not thin like soup, but it's not thick like we think of chili.
And then it doesn't look like chili. I don't know.
But I'm telling you, there's like a seasoning in there, and it's like it's cinnamon or something, and it is just the weirdest. Like it is just, it's like so off-putting.
Speaking of Pollock,
I'm making Cincinnatians so
yeah,
angry
you
right
are.
Now.
Right, the next song we're gonna play from Taylor's new album is called "Fresh Out the Slammer." All right, we'll get to that next.
I did my time.
Channel 94.1. That's another one from Taylor Swift. All weekend we'll be doing Taylor Swift. This is one's called "Fresh Out the Slam."
So anyone listening who ever dated Joe Alwyn, you and Taylor, the song about doing a stretch. She did a piece of time with Joe. It's supposed to be about her rebound, why she rebounded with Matt Healy after coming out of the relationship.
Do you remember that? That was a crazy deal because remember that Healy guy made out with some dude on a stage and. Everything went crazy after that. So she's
he's got some problematic sort
of. Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't lack controversy. And so everyone's like, really? This is the guy you're going to. Okay.
Yeah. I know. It was kind of like safe to bad boy, wasn't it?
Well, I think you're just, I mean, now that she's explaining it sort of in her music, I mean, as much as she owes anybody an explanation, she doesn't, but it seems like she's, you know, showing that you just kind of need something different from what you had. I mean, haven't you done that? Like you break up with somebody and you go and date the complete opposite?
I usually got dumped. I don't know.
Yeah, it's usually proximity. We don't have that many choices.
Yeah, we're dudes.
You just move on to whatever you can find.
Yeah, easy,
I feel
fast.
Like I look at like the serious relationships I had, and there was always like this pendulum.
Oh yeah, girls go good. Yeah. The girls do good. Good boy, bad boy. Good boy, bad boy. That's why I also refer to that as the Husker football program.
Yeah,
all of our coaches go from good boy to bad boy. Yeah. We're currently on a good boy phase.
And
with,
I'm glad.
He's a nice guy. He's Matt Rhule.
He's great.
After they just dated the baddest boy of all time, Scott Frost.
How dare you say that?
And everybody
his name.
Said he was going to break your heart.
I know, and he did.
Yeah, now you don't even talk about him.
You're like, I can't even talk about him.
I just love it. Now you're dating sweater vest Matt Rhule. And you're like, he's polite.
Yeah, and he's nice, and he listens, and he cares. He smiles.
And you don't have to worry.
He looks
he doesn't
me in
make,
the eye.
I always think of that line from Ocean's 11
yep.
when
oh,
it's the
yeah.
scene between George Clooney and Julia Roberts. And he's like, does, she, does he,
he
make
goes,
you
does
laugh?
He, make you
laugh?
He goes, does he make you laugh?
Make cry?
Well, she doesn't answer. Does he make you laugh? Does he make you laugh? She goes, he doesn't make me cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, wait till we lose to Colorado. We're going to want a bad boy again.
Channel 94.1, that's another one by Taylor Swift's new album called The Alchemy.
I feel like I'm just living in a Taylor Swift fever dream today.
You are.
Welcome to it. You're soaking in it.
Yeah. And you said that you're going to be cleaning the house to this, Molly. Is this good cleaning the house music?
Yes.
Is that the deal? Okay.
That's the thing. It's like I you know, I've been between music and I don't have any audiobooks. And so it really makes it hard to stay like in the moment for like in the clean frenzy for
and
me.
And you got 31 songs.
Now I have all of this.
You might be going through a crazy amount of emotions.
You know, and that's also good for cleaning. That also helps because you're just sort of, you know, purging your soul a little bit.
Okay.
So apparently there were Travis Kelce references in that last song.
Was it really? Oh, look at that.
That's what the internet says. Taylor Swift doesn't hide the Travis Kelce references in The Alchemy.
There you go.
So maybe he's excited. He's like, she's finally singing about me.
In nice ways.
Probably. All right, we got Taylor here. Taylor, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. What's going on?
Well, besides the fact that you were talking about yourself in the shower this morning with soap suds and stuff.
Is that hot? You like that?
I know, right? I was like, that? The tick story. Okay. This is a long time ago. I was a new mom, and it was Mother's Day. So I was like, honey, can you please just take the dogs take him for a ride. Don't you have to get out of the car just so I can have some quiet time?
Okay.
And he comes back and he was like, oh, I took him mushroom hunting. And I was like, you know, sweat under the armpits, racing heart. I was like, they don't have their flea and tick stuff on them yet. So I'm looking and I think I pulled 50 ticks off of the dog.
Oh my God. That's awful.
And I would just stick them in like a plastic bag and then, you know, Ziploc it shut. Next one out there forever. So they used to say I have a tick phobia. I don't like ticks.
You had a plastic, like a Ziploc bag full
of ticks? Like you didn't want to hurt them. You wanted to let them out.
Oh no, I didn't know what to do with them.
Like, yeah. Can you get them tested? Like that kind of thing, like where it's like, is it almost, you know,
burn
one of
them, I guess. I don't even know. Like
my husband, unfortunately, I married an outdoorsman.
Okay.
So he, you know, I have three young boys, so they are outside all the time.
They're always just running.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. So they get home, I'm like, okay, line up, tick check, armpit, you know, like, I'll mess around with that.
Where should I be looking? Because this was just on my stomach, on the side. And
I bet you, if your dog sleep with you in bed, I bet you they brought it inside.
Oh, then they do.
You got to turn the overnight.
Don't they? That must be it. Okay.
So check the pups.
So it's like the Netflix, Advantix and Frontline Season for fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
Just go home, pull all the blankets and do all the laundry.
Yeah, they like to do stuff where it's warm. So like ears.
And I'm warm.
Behind ears, underneath,
yes.
You know, like,
the
I mean.
Groin,
the undercarriage.
Groin, oh God.
Yeah, the okay. groin is a yes. favorite place.
Okay.
Yes, and so three boys and a husband. I'm like, dude, you have to check underneath.
I can't keep looking at sex.
So brought up that it's just terrible. Yeah, 50. I swear it was maybe even more than that. Just kept pulling and pulling. I'm like, I didn't tell you to take them mushroom hunting with you.
Yeah.
Did they find any morel mushrooms?
Oh, you know what? I don't even remember.
Okay.
It's been so long ago, but yeah. So that's and so every year there's ticks.
Okay. Yeah, because when I pulled that one off in the shower this morning, I kind of tortured him with the tweezers. So I was squeezing him and trying to hurt him. And then I...
Psychopath. Like, yeah, does that hurt? You're like, okay.
What if ticks start growing and they could be like as big as buildings?
Oh my God.
As one of those like walking around downtown.
Well, put it this way, I'd let him go. After I torched him a little bit, I let him just go down into the bottom of the shower, you know. What if he found a way to wedge himself in?
Yeah, he's going to crawl back out, and he's going to find you, and he's going to, reattach himself in the middle of the night. It's going to be awful.
Yeah, because he paired with you.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. So that's my story. Right, I got lots of good stories. I'll call back.
Hey, thanks for calling. Call anytime.
Have
we love you.
Thank you, Taylor.
See you later.
Thanks. You're like a Bluetooth speaker to him now. Yeah. Pairing. Uh-huh. He's in pairing mode.
Oh, God. That was just the weirdest. The weirdest thing. And like I said, I think I had a tick on me when I was a baby, when I was a little kid, with my mom pulling ticks off me, but not.
You know what's
not
gross?
Current. Yeah.
They secrete a little bit of saliva.
That's what is happening.
It's numbing it.
Antiseptic properties.
That's
like the doctor puts the suave on before the needle.
Uh-huh.
He's licking your tummy so you don't feel him when he bites you.
That explains it. Because remember, when I pulled him off, right, he took, it was, when I pulled
all
him.
Soaped up.
When I pulled him off and I was all soaped up. Anyway, I pulled him off, the skin was like this. It was like pulling the skin. I'm like, man, you are tied. You are really locked in on me.
Sounds
and then
like
he took a round chunk of skin with him. And I'm like, oh, my God, that must have been what happened. He just dead in that area, and he was sucking all the blood out of me.
I feel like
weird.
You're telling a prison guard right now. And I'm like, what you guys want to do in there is your own thing. But that's technically illegal.
I'm with the tick.
I was tugging him off.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if your saliva had an antiseptic property to it.
Just numbs the skin when you lick someone?
Anesthetic.
Okay. What would you use that for, I guess?
Well, it'd be for biting things that you don't want to feel.
Are you a biter?
Well, think about that.
Mom.
What if
they like
I become
to call me baddie?
What if what if I turn into like a tick superhero type thing? I can go around and
I exist. The tick.
Oh, he does already. Okay,
yeah, that
never mind.
Show.
I really would want to be. If you could be, what kind of monster would I? I'd vampire all day.
Oh, I'm with you. Ticks are
they need to be badass.
More than werewolf.
Oh, you know what? I'd be a great werewolf.
Nope.
I would be awesome. We can go.
Because a werewolf doesn't seem like you're present. You don't really know your werewolf. Remember, they're always waking up the next day in the zoo.
They're like, what
happened?
They're
covered in blood and flesh, and they're like, where are my clothes at?
Shirts off, yeah.
Vampire seems like you're completely present. Like, yes, you just stalk around at night, decide who to bite.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm a vampire because I'm not really present sometimes.
No, that
and I wake up in weird places.
That's not a vampire, that's a werewolf.
I mean, yeah, I
it
mean,
seems like you have
yeah.
more control when you're a vampire. When you're a werewolf, you're a slave to the moon.
Yeah, you're just not very picky in your choices, probably. All right, well, hey, by the way, if you want to go see Taylor Swift in London, we're doing a flyaway, accommodations, all that stuff is going to happen. We'll take care of everything. We're going to start getting you guys in the hat to win this thing starting Monday. All right, so make sure you tune in Monday.
Monday morning.
Yes, Taylor just dropped her album. You can see all kinds of good stuff out in London. It's at Wembley Stadium, so that's a hell of a trip, man. If you could win that, that's bucket list stuff all day long. So, again, tune in Monday. We'll fill you all in on the details.
Call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Big Party Show!
From Olivia. They love new music on this station, Channel 94.1. All weekend, you're going to be hearing Taylor Swift, all right? So if you want to catch any part of her tracks that you don't have and maybe haven't seen it, it's like a combination pizza, all right? We have all of it. So.
Tune in Monday morning because we'll give you details and I can hook you up with that flyaway to see Taylor Eras Tour at Wembley Stadium. All expenses paid for two. You're going to go to London. Molly, got a deep dive on all 30 songs and give us your report on Monday.
Oh, absolutely. I will be listening it on repeat all weekend.
The tortured poets department.
So if I come in a little angsty on Monday, I feel like I'm just like, what? Huh? I can't.
Well, me and Party just dug into that alchemy, and it is 100% about Travis Kelce, and it's full of football references. And
he has a song about
it's like
him.
She completely broke off a song for him.
Yeah, which is good because...
Does she usually write songs about guys while she's dating them, or is it always after we're done and we broke up?
No, she's writing about them while they're dating.
Okay.
Because she's slagging all of her exes in the song as she's paying tribute to Travis.
And she should. At least one song out of 31. I mean, I'm sure he had to sit through every single one of these songs before she released them. You know, and...
Got to.
Uh-huh. All
she
right.
said, ditch the clowns, get the crown.
There you go. Touchdown.
Call the amateurs, cut them from the team. These blokes warm the benches.
Blokes.
It's all sports ball.
It is. But all right, so the weekend's here. Everyone be safe. And don't forget to cover your tulips and azaleas. It's going to freeze.
Try not to get bit by a tick.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that either. But we'll see you guys bright and early Monday. Have a safe day and be safe.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.